Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to Looking into the Bible
with Melina and Angela.
Today's special guest comes directly from heaven, Jesus Christ himself.
Mr. Christ, we have a few questions about the temptations you faced.
Yeah, so I've had a couple of run-ins with Satan in the desert, you know, things like that.
Mr. Christ, we heard you had not one, not two, but three run-ins. Could you expand on that?
So I'm in the desert for 40 days, you know, and Satan comes out of nowhere and he's holding a rock in my face and he's like, let's get this bread. And I'm like, yeah, I'm starving. Stop teasing me. And he's like, if you're really the son of God, turn this stone into bread. And I'm like, of course I'm the son of God. Like, I have 2.2 billion people in the world who say I'm the son of God. But I'm not going to turn that stone into bread for you, even though I can, because one does not live on bread alone. But
wow,
he doesn't give up. He shows me all these kingdoms. He's like, this power, this glory, it's all mine, and you can have it if you bow down to me. And I'm like, I will never bow down to you. You're not my dad. Why would I bow down to you? You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. And I'm upholding that. But this guy, he's persistent, so he leads me to Jerusalem and gets me on this temple. And he's like, if you're really the son of God, again, I am the son of God. He's like, you'll jump off and God's angels will save you, which yes, they will. But again, since you're asking, I'm not going to do it. Like, don't put the Lord your God to the test. Like, just don't do it.
Interesting. How do you think this experience affected your followers?
You know, I think we all have our own versions of the devil. I mean, obviously not the real devil. I feel like that was just me, but
like,
we all have those temptations we have to adapt and overcome. So, and we can all do that through my Father God.
Well, that's it. That's a wrap. We'll see y'all next week.